Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Light of Life podcast. I'm your host, Naomi, and today I'm here with Kat. Kat, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Naomi. My name's Kat. I'm from the UK. I am a music teacher in a primary school, so elementary school where you guys are. And as well as that, I write songs about my mental health journey and recovery process. And I released an album last September, and I'm continuing to release songs now.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast today. My first question for you is, what has been your journey with your mental health?
So I think I've had OCD since I was about 4 years old. It runs in the family. Mental health has been something that's been very apparent in my family. And there were definitely signs that it was there when I was younger, but it didn't seem to, at the time, affect too much. However, when I graduated from university, that's when it started to really take hold of me mentally. So I was diagnosed with OCD when I was 21, so literally about 2 weeks after I'd graduated from university. And the type of OCD that I have is predominantly the intrusive thoughts. So I was having some very powerful intrusive thoughts, which were very unpleasant and very difficult. So I knew that I needed to get therapy as soon as possible. I was at that point due to start being training to be a teacher, and I didn't want to quit because I wanted to do this thing. I wanted to train to be a teacher. Miraculously, I managed it because teacher training is very intense and difficult. but I managed to balance doing that with therapy, with getting my support network around me, and I managed to pass my teacher training. I've since worked for about 22 years in music education, working with children from as young as 6 months to college. I even teach private lessons, for example, clarinet, saxophone, piano. So as well as the curriculum lessons privately as well. But I have long wanted to write songs about my mental health journey, but didn't feel as if I was able to because I thought it was too triggering. I really wanted to not only write songs, but release them, but it wasn't the right time. I didn't feel mentally strong enough to do so. However, in 2022, I actually took a course called Understanding Mental Health in Children and Young Adults. And a lot of the stuff in the course was stuff that I had dealt with growing up, kind of early 20s, and I wasn't triggered by the course, which was really nice. And I thought, okay, I've managed to study for a few months about this topic and I don't feel triggered. Is now the time that I can actually put pen to paper, write about my experiences, and not only that, but maybe, just maybe, release them into the world to show people that A, they're not alone, B, to try and give people hope for recovery. Because when I was diagnosed, I was told various things about it was so severe that I wouldn't be able to get a job, my life would probably not be very fulfilling. But because I'm stubborn, I was like, oh, I'll show them. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show them. That's quite a good use of being stubborn, I think. Also, just to give people hope for recovery, because like I said, my hope for recovery when I was diagnosed was very minimal because the therapist didn't think that there would be much hope for recovery, but there is. So I then started to go to a recording studio in 2023, September 2023. I recorded my first ever track, which was about having OCD and the intrusive thoughts and how it can be really debilitating mentally. I then finally released that song on the 7th of March 2025, so just over a year ago. And I think by that point, Naomi, I was thinking, I've finally done it. I'm now going to make up for the 17 years that I wanted to do this, and I'm going to release another 6 singles and release an album. So I did all of that within a year. As well as that, I've discovered, rather accidentally actually, discovered a love of writing. So I've had some articles published about my album in mental health magazines, which is really, really nice. I've been on TV in the UK to talk about the power of writing about mental ill health and hope for recovery in the hope that people will learn about what OCD really is like, because it's so stigmatized, it's so misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
It's given this kind of impression that it just means that you're tidy. I mean, I'm really messy, so it's got nothing, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be to do with being tidy. It's just something that society believes, and it's a false narrative. There is so much more about it. So I was very keen to maybe educate people about the reality of OCD through song.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing, Kat. How did songwriting impact you?
I think it's fair to say, Naomi, that songwriting is the most amazing kind of therapeutic light. I think that's the best way that I could describe it. It's the thing that I do when I'm happy, I do when I'm sad, I do in the deepest, darkest pits of despair when I'm having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that can instantly lift my mood and to help me process what's going on mentally for me. But also, if I'm in a really good place, it's one of the things that keeps the endorphins going and it keeps the mood steady. It keeps that good mood. So it's just, I honestly couldn't thank songwriting enough, because it's just the constant, and music in general, is just the constant thing that's been there since I was growing up, during my family's mental health battles, right through to my own. And yeah, it's so nice to have something that is that important, that powerful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's really inspirational. You know, music can really also bring people together, and I absolutely agree with you. It's so therapeutic as well.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I learnt a lot of things through songs. So for example, learning maths, we had math songs. Learning French, we had French songs. Learning Spanish, we had Spanish songs. And I think a lot of people listen to music, not everybody, but it's one of those things that a lot of people enjoy, a lot of people reach out to. It's very accessible. And I think if you can create songs that educate people about mental health, especially things that may be a bit misunderstood, then that's easily accessible. People can listen to that and be like, oh, okay, hopefully this is a good tune, but oh, actually, I can hear what it's about. I didn't know that, or I've learned something today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kat, what advice do you have to anybody struggling with OCD?
Well, I think the first thing, Naomi, is reach out to somebody. be it a friend or a family, first of all, in the first instant, and then professional support. That's really important. I am forever grateful for the therapy that I had, the CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and ERP, exposure response prevention therapy. I will forever be grateful for the therapy that I had because it gave me my life back. So yeah, those two things, first of all. And also my third bit of advice would be, there is hope. It's not forever. Just because you're suffering mentally, this will pass. It will get better. There are lots of things that can be done to make things better. And yeah, although I do have my down days, I have the tools that I need to deal with those down days. And because I understand myself very well mentally, I know what my triggers are. For example, I know that sleep deprivation doesn't help. So things like making sure I get plenty of sleep, plenty of exercise, eat well. It's just trying to be in tune with my body and doing things that help me look after my mental health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, just taking care of yourself and looking after your needs helps your mental health a lot.
Mm-hmm. It does. And then it helps you be a better person and, you know, look after other people as well. It's like with my family, and if I look after myself, then I'm a better parent. I'm, you know, I'm a better wife. It's all this kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's it works in every capacity.
Absolutely. You just mentioned something that's really, really important that I don't think anyone has mentioned before on my podcast. You know, you have to make sure you take care of yourself in addition to taking care of others.
Absolutely. I guess, Naomi, I'm quite a caring, empathetic person. I work in education. I'm hugely compassionate. I care deeply for other people. But I think in amongst that, I have, along the way, forgotten to care about myself. Mm-hmm. I also have ADHD, which I was diagnosed with last year. And I think sometimes it's so mentally exhausting to try and deal with, you know, OCD and ADHD and other health things and everything going on, that by the time I've looked after everybody else, I'm mentally drained. I just don't have any capacity left for myself. Mm-hmm. So you have to make the changes. So, for example, I don't work full time. I do lots of, you know, different bits of work. For example, I work as a music teacher. I teach private lessons in the evening. I do some work exam invigilating at a school, but I don't work full time. And I knew that if I did, I would not be able to take care of myself through self-care or just rest. So yeah, I think it's very important to have an understanding and appreciation for yourself, because if we're not looking after ourselves, we can't look after other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is so important, to take care of yourself and listen to your body. That's something I was taught at a very, very young age because of my congenital heart defect. And the limited energy levels I would have. And so that's always been ingrained in me. But since receiving 100% oxygen saturations from my open heart surgery almost 10 years ago, sometimes enough time has gone by where sometimes I forget that I have a congenital heart defect. And sometimes I forget that even today I could still have limits. And so it's really, really important to look after yourself and to really, really listen to your body. And that goes for everybody. Everybody.
Even, you know, It doesn't matter whether you suffer mentally or physically or just in everyday life. It's important because we all get overwhelmed and we all get exhausted. I think we all need to listen to our bodies. And I think in this day and age, everybody seems to be in such a rush and so desperate to do things. And yet, I think if you rush and try and do everything, what you're going to end up doing is slowing yourself down because you're going to burn out. So yeah, it's difficult because, you know, certainly around here, and obviously I live near London, so London's a very busy, bustling place. You still got to slow down because I'm going to get a lot more done if I take some time for myself and then try again than try and do everything all at once.
Absolutely. Kat, is there anything else you would like to share?
Well, it would be really lovely if people could check out my music, if that's okay.
Yes.
So I released an album called Refocus in September, and that will forever be one of my biggest accomplishments in life, because obviously for a long time I never thought that I would even be able to release a single, let alone seven singles and an album. It's an album that explores mental health diagnosis, so OCD, anxiety. So it's a concept album, so it kind of goes from the beginning to nearer the end, if that makes, or say the end, but later on in the journey. So it looks at OCD diagnosis through to anxiety, loneliness, imposter syndrome, overwhelm, through to CBT, which is where the album changes. So before it seems quite melancholy, a bit sad sounding, and then the whole album shifts, becomes more positive. It then talks about finding your happy place, because in times of darkness and in times where things are hard, finding your happy place is really important. And then it then goes on to explore things like the importance of nature. So I don't know what the nature's like where you are, but where I am, we're very near the New Forest. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But they've got like these wild ponies that roam, and it's beautiful. It's really, really lovely, and it's about 10 minutes drive from my house. So I go there as much as I can, and I think it's just so lovely to hear the birds, see the wildlife, and it's amazing what that does for your mental health. So it's just sharing with the listener ways in which you can help to protect your mental health and keep it healthy, basically. And then towards the end of the album, it just talks about looking ahead to the best years of your life. So looking ahead to the future, looking at what could be achieved and what you've overcome, and just celebrating that, really. So yeah, it's called Refocus. It's available on all streaming platforms. It would be amazing if people want to check out my music. That would be much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kat, for sharing your story.
Oh no, that's okay. Well, thank you for having me.